see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I think to myself, what a wonderful
world. Hello and welcome to the Big Green Planet. My name is Lauren and I am joined by one of our environment captains, Brooke.
Thanks, Lauren. On today's show, we'll be featuring interviews with Robin from the Chelsea Heights Earth Carers Community Garden, Jane and Elise from our Stephanie Alexander Kitchen and Garden Program.
Steve Watling will also tell us about CARAM's new environment team. And we asked the kids in the schoolyard, what's your favourite vegetable?
First up, let's have a listen to our interview we conducted with Jane and Elise from CARAM's Stephanie Alexander Kitchen and Garden Program.
Hi Jane, thanks for joining me on Big Green Planet.
You're welcome, Lauren. Lovely to see you in our kitchen.
Can you let us know what's happening in the kitchen this week?
Oh, we've got great things this week. We've got pork and apple koftas, Caesar salad, Middle East rice and silver beet and thyme pastries. Yum, yum.
Are there any yummy things we should look out for?
It's all yummy, Lauren. No, there's none I can pick out. Every single one's yummy.
Jane, what produce from our garden are we using in the kitchen this week?
Oh, lots of great things you've grown in the garden this week. Let's have a look. We've got pork and apple. Well, the pork, yes, I did have that in the freezer, but we've had apples we've stewed. We've got sage leaves we're using with the apple koftas. We've got Caesar salad where we're using the lettuce leaf, lots of herbs, eggs from our chooks. Middle East rice, we're using flat leaf parsley. And the silver beet and thyme pastries, we're using silver beet. We're using thyme and, I can't think of the moment, but lots of great things you've grown in the garden.
What do you think has been the most exciting thing we've cooked in the kitchen this year?
Well, I think the most exciting things we cook in this kitchen are when we do a theme, such as the South African meal, the Indian meal, and the Mexican meal. I think everybody gets really excited and involved in those meals, and they have all turned out to be really delicious.
Jane, what's the best thing about running the kitchen sessions at school?
The best thing is when I sit down at the table and I sit down with kids that wouldn't normally eat the food and they think, oh, I don't really want to eat this, and then they try it and their faces light up and they go, this is yum, and then they clean their plates, almost licking them if I would let them. They love it.
Thanks for joining me on Big Green Planet. Hi Elise, thank you for joining me on Big Green Planet.
That's my pleasure, Lauren.
Can you let us know what's happening in our garden sessions this week?
We're very busy in the garden at the moment. It's spring, of course, and everything's growing like mad. We've got lots of things that have gone to seed that we need to start taking out. And we are replanting our silver beet. We're putting in lots of herbs. We've just finished building a new herb garden out front of Mrs. Wheelahan's room. And we've got a big load of mulch down next to the wetlands to move up.
Elise, are there any special things in the garden we should look out for?
Because we've had a bit of rain, we need to be extra careful and look for snails and slugs and keep an eye out for the little caterpillars that are going to start hatching soon from the cabbage moth butterfly.
What produce from our garden are we using in the kitchen this week?
Well, you guys cooked this morning and I believe you used plenty of fresh herbs and you also were making some really lovely little pasty puff things with silver beet and cheese. I had one of those. They were absolutely lovely.
What's the pest of the week?
The pest of the week this week is the corn earworm, and they get inside the ears of corn and they start munching away on it. So when they start to flower, we have to keep an eye on our corn.
What sort of things should we be planting at this time of year?
Well, at the moment we're replanting all our lettuces and our carrots, radish, beetroot, silver beet, tomatoes. It's a really good time to get all those tomatoes and zucchinis, cucumbers. Just about anything goes in at this time of year, except the sort of cabbages which are going to start seeding a bit too quickly now to plant. So we'll be holding off those until winter again.
Elise, what's the best thing about running the garden sessions at school?
I think probably spending lots of time with you guys and helping you become a bit more interested and a bit more aware about what's going on in the garden and also how it affects the rest of the planet and how we can be a bit more careful about what we're growing and what sort of things we put into the food that we eat.
Thanks for joining me on Big Green Planet.
You're listening to The Big Green Planet, and we just listened to an interview with Jane and Elise from Karam's Stephanie Alexander Kitchen and Garden Program.
Next up, we interviewed Robin from the Chelsea Heights Earth Carers Community Garden and asked how their garden was set up and what plans they have for the future. Let's have a listen.
I'm Robin. I'm from the Chelsea Heights Community Centre and this is the Earth Carers Community Garden. Okay, this is my garden plot here. All our plots are the same size. They're all 2.8 by 1.4 metres rectangular. We've joined some of the plots together just to make it easier to build. A bit less wood goes in the building that way. Pathways between, I guess. Everyone can grow what they want in their own plot, although it is a food producing garden, so I encourage people to grow food, but then you can also have complementary plants that attract bees and other useful bugs to get rid of the bad bugs. In my plot, I've got some potatoes growing. I decided to put things in which I wouldn't want to pick every day, like lettuces and things like that I can grow at home and I can go out and pick. So I've put things which, like a potato crop, which I might all harvest at once. So I've got potatoes up this end. At the other end, I've got some carrots. In the middle, I'm trying something I haven't done before. It's a companion planting system that the Mayans used, I believe. It's got corn with some beans growing up the corn. And underneath, to cover the ground, there'll be zucchinis and pumpkins that will sort of spread over and protect the ground. So that's the plan anyway. Okay, this is our composting area. We've built three compost bays from old pallets. These are plastic pallets. They come into the country with containers or with goods on them, but they can't be reused. So we've been able to collect them from members of our garden who's got connections with businesses in the area. So we built our compost bays out of them. We've got three bays. There's, well, at the moment, bay three is where people can add their compost, their waste materials. And then bay two should be empty at the moment. It's got a bit of grass in it. It's all right. Bay one is where we've got some compost cooking. So the bays are quite big. You've got to get, it's a heat compost system. So we need to get at least a metre square of food scraps together with dry materials. Carbon and nitrogen materials is the combination you need in roughly 70-30 proportions. So we've built that one up to about a metre square. We've covered it up and we're letting it cook for a few weeks. Then we're going to turn it into bay two. You need to aerate the compost. So we'll turn it, mix it all up, get the air in there so the worms can keep working away and all the little microbes can keep turning all those materials into good compost and humus. And we'll turn it backwards and forwards over about a month, and then within that time we should have some really good compost. And then we'll start again. Okay, this is our worm farm. It's been made from an old bath, or actually a spa bath, this one was, that someone didn't want anymore. So got a couple of people who know a bit about worms. Someone who's got their own worm farm donated a whole lot of worms. So basically there's worms in there. We add food scraps in there as well. And the worm juice comes out of the plug hole at the bottom and gets collected in a little bath down there. We will have a tap on there, just had a bit of trouble getting all that to work. So we'll have worm juice which we can add to the compost beds, and we'll be able to at some stage add some of the material from in there as well, the worm castings. Okay, now these are our water tanks. They're pretty big, they're 45,000 litres each, so when they're full we'll have 90,000 litres of water. Sounds an awful lot, but we've got quite a large area of garden beds. If they're full, they might just about get us through a summer. At this stage they're not full. We were really fortunate, we were able to get a grant through the state government Modernising Neighbourhood Houses program, and it was specifically for sustainable living projects. So these tanks are connected to the community centre. That's a couple of hundred metres away, so there was a fair bit of money from that grant went into the piping and the plumbing to get the water from there. But it's a really good catchment. It's like 800 square metres of roof down there. So that will enable us to fill these tanks when we have a few good downpours. And establishing a good source of water is really, really crucial for the garden. It won't work without water. Okay, as well as individual or household plots, we've got some communal areas in the garden, and these will be for anyone who's a member to use. Some people just join the garden without having their own plot. So the communal areas are for people who've got plots or other members who don't have plots. So this is one of those areas. We've planted some fruit trees here. They're very small at the moment, so I don't think we'll be getting fruit at this stage. We've got plans to actually turn the area into a food forest, which is like a permaculture principle we'll be following, where you've got, I think it's 7 layers of different food. So you've got your fruit trees at the top, and down the bottom you might have strawberries, and in between a whole lot of low-level herbs gradually going up to your fruit trees. So it's a system that makes full use of the land, I guess, and the nutrients, and the plants also complement each other and help to protect each other. But this whole area will be just like a communal area for people to sit and relax in. Got a huge oak tree, or a couple of oak trees, and I mean it reduces the space in the garden, but it's really nice for people to have a spot where they can sit in the shade after they've gardened. We'll have a kettle here eventually and a barbie, so have a few communal things. You know, if we have a working bee we can all share lunch afterwards. We've also got a little bit of a play area. Lots of our members have little kids, and it's nice for them to be involved in the gardening, but also to be able to go off and play as well. So I've got just a few little bits of play equipment that have been donated, and it's really great when, you know, when we do have the working bees and there's kids running around, and they just seem to have a good time. So it's good.
Welcome back to the Big Green Plant. We just listened to an interview with Robin from the terrific Chelsea Heights Earth Carers Community Garden. It's certainly a great place.
We also interviewed Steve Watling from Karen Primary School about our new environment team. Let's have a listen. Hi, Mr. Watling. Thank you for joining me on the Big Green Planet.
No problem, Lauren.
Mr. Watling, we're loving the work of the new environment team at Karen. Can you let our listeners know something about the how and why the group was established?
The group was established pretty much so that our students could become more involved in what we do with the environment at our school. It came about by some of our students actually asking to do some more stuff.
I'm really keen to hear about some of the projects the group is working on now and also the things the environment team are developing for the future.
Look, Lauren, at the moment we're working on new food. It's a big project that we have been doing over the last two terms. I guess we started that so that we could track how many or how much rubbish is coming through our school, and the general trend at the moment is for it to go down, which is what we want. In the future, we're looking at doing some more work in the wetlands and trying to work out what creatures and what animals and everything like that is in our wetlands. And that's probably the bigger project that we're going to work on by the end of this year and early into next year.
Thanks for joining me on The Big Green Planet.
We just listened to Stephen Watling telling us all about our new environment team. It's a great idea.
Finally, on today's show, we asked the kids in our schoolyard, what's your favourite vegetable? Some of their answers may surprise you.
Shana and Simone, what's your favourite vegetable?
Celery.
Broccoli.
Thank you. Keegan, what's your favourite vegetable?
Tomato.
Kira, what is your favourite vegetable?
Well, it's definitely not Brussels sprout, so sweet potato.
And what's yours, Jasmine?
Mine is peas and snow peas.
Thank you. Nina, what is your favourite vegetable?
Carrot.
Thank you, Nina. Hayley, what is your favourite vegetable?
Broccoli.
Thank you, Hayley. What's your favourite vegetable, Charlotte? Kendra, what's your favourite vegetable?
Broccoli.
What's your favourite vegetable, Bella?
Carrot.
Katie, what's your favourite vegetable?
Broccoli.
And yours?
Tomato.
What's yours?
Carrot.
Broccoli.
Broccoli, thank you. Caitlin, what is your favourite vegetable?
My favourite vegetable is purple and orange carrot.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Well, listeners, we've come to the end of our first Big Green Planet show. I hope you enjoyed it. We've certainly had lots of fun.
Don't forget to tune in next week for our Big Green Planet show.
Bye.
Bye.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.